Grace and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to St. Paul Borcher's Sunday Snippets. This is a time where we pause in the busyness of our week to come and read and reflect on the scriptures for the day. So let us begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. Increase in our minds and our hearts the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading for today comes from the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you now stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance that I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, Jesus appeared also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. One of my favorite video game series that I play is the Assassin's Creed series. It's not a video game series for everyone, but I love it a lot because it takes these historical events like the Crusades and the Renaissance and the Golden Age of piracy and weaves these great stories where you play as an assassin, these fictional stories that take place during these historical events. And one of the staples of the game series has always been its leap of faith. It's a thing you can do in the game where the character you play as will jump from the top of a building into a bale of hay or a pool of water to cushion their fall. Not something we can do in real life, because again, it's a fictional story that takes place during historical events. And it's something that has been at the beginning of this game series, and it represents a core message of the game. That while these characters you play as in the game don't know where they are going as they take this leap, they do have hope that they're going to get where they need to go. It is, in the game, after all, a leap of faith, a leap into the unknown, a leap into doubts and questions, with hope and faith that they're going to get where they're going, wherever that may be in their life. And I think what we see in our passage from 1 Corinthians is an invitation to that leap of faith, that we admit that we don't know where exactly we're always going, but we have a God who's going to get us there, wherever it may be in our lives. In our passage for today, Paul reminds the church in Corinth the story of Jesus that he preached to them when he first met with them, that it was a story that they received and responded to in faith. As Paul retells it here, we read that Paul shared with the church in Corinth the ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus as it was in accordance with the scriptures. That what Jesus did was fulfill what was written down in the scriptures. That after Jesus' resurrection, as the risen Christ, he appeared to a lot of people, like his brother James and Peter and the other apostles. A crowd of 500 brothers and sisters, some of whom were still alive, though some had died. That all of these things were witnessed and shared by these people who saw and believed in what Jesus had done in defeating that sin and death in the world. That when Jesus goes to the cross to do, to go and die, and to be raised from the tomb. But it's also here that Paul shares with Corinth that he was one untimely born, making him the least of the apostles. And when we go to the Greek word, ekthromati, right? It's this graphic word, this very emphatic word that Paul describes himself as being abnormally born because he missed out on seeing what Jesus had done. And this word, it emphasizes Paul's lower standing as an apostle for not having been around during the time of Jesus to follow him in his ministry, to follow Jesus to Jerusalem. That he was born in the wrong time and in the wrong place compared to the disciples and the women who followed Jesus. And because he missed witnessing these things firsthand that Jesus had done, he views himself as the least of the apostles. And I think a major struggle in the faith life for Paul and for the Corinthians is that they too were untimely born, abnormally born, because they were not around to witness the gospel story, this Easter story, that Christ has died, that Christ has risen indeed. Instead, the Corinthians are separated by time and place from this story by about 20 to 30 years and by about 800 miles. And Paul addresses in the following passage the doubts that some in the church in Corinth have about this Easter story. Because all the Corinthians can do is read this story on paper. Hear this story told to them again and again and again. That what Christ did in his ministry was feed the hungry, heal the sick, serve the poor. That what Christ did was go to Jerusalem to be tried by Pontius Pilate, to be crucified, died, and buried. And on the third day, rose again. But that struggle in being one untimely born, they don't get to see it. They don't get to witness it like James or Peter or Mary Magdalene at the tomb. And I think that's a challenge and struggle that I think we can relate to in our lives today, being so disconnected from this story, being so untimely born, abnormally born, that we too have doubts and questions in our own faith life. What we come to is this hard reality that we don't know where our faith life is always taking us. That it doesn't give us all the answers that explain everything that happens to us and around us. And there are even times in our faith life where hearing this story might not move us as it has in the past, hearing it again and again and again. That we might find ourselves too busy to give it our attention. That we might find ourselves in too much pain to find joy in hearing this Easter story, that Christ has died and has been raised from the dead. Because the hard reality, the struggle in our faith life today, is that we don't know where our faith life is taking us. That our very faith life is a leap into the unknown, a leap into questions and doubts, a leap into not having all the answers. But I think what a big part of this Easter story is that it always reminds us again. It always teaches us again that even though we don't know where we're going, God is leading us. God is going to get us wherever it is we're trying to go. Because when we zoom out of this letter from the Corinthians, we look back to the gospel accounts for these stories of the risen Jesus that Paul mentioned. What we see is the risen Jesus is always leading the disciples and followers forward. Because when we go to the story of Mary Magdalene weeping outside the tomb, searching for Jesus among the dead, Jesus leads her to look for him among the living and to share this news with the disciples that he is risen indeed. When we go to Jesus and Peter's interaction by the lakeshore, where Jesus asks Peter three times, "Peter, do you love me?" Jesus leads Peter to this powerful confession of faith in God to share this news throughout the world, to feed his sheep. When Jesus appears before the 12 in the upper room, as the disciples are scared of the crowds trying to get them and grieving the death of Jesus, Jesus appears before them, leads them in receiving the Holy Spirit to go out into the world, to share this news, to feed the hungry, to heal the sick, to serve the poor, to live out this faith life. That these stories of the risen Jesus, this confirmation that he has risen indeed, alleluia, reminds us and teaches us that even though we don't know where our faith life is going, where our faith life is taking us, we know that the risen Jesus is with us. The risen Jesus is with us and is going to get us wherever we're going. As we hear this Easter story again, as we give thanks that Christ has risen indeed in this season of Easter, this story becomes an invitation to leap into the unknown, to leap into our questions and doubts, to hear Jesus calling out to us to come and follow, to be led by the risen Christ. Because Christ is risen and is leading us in our faith life to go into the world today, to lead us and see what God is doing around us and through us in our lives today. That we too, just like Mary, just like Peter, just like the apostles, just like Paul, the least of the apostles, we too are led to share this news, to live out this good news that Christ is risen indeed. And what this risen Christ promises to us is to be with us, even when we don't know where it is we're going, to leap with us into the unknown and into doubts and questions, to take that leap of faith with us in our lives today. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Holy guide and teacher, we give you thanks for sending your only begotten Son, not to condemn the world, but to save it. We give you thanks for the apostles and followers of Jesus who passed their testimonies and witness down through the history of the church, who took a leap of faith to follow you to the edges of the world. We ask that you point us back to this good news that Christ has risen, that Christ is with us in our lives today, to lead us, to guide us, to teach us where God is at work in the world around us. We pray this in the name of your Son, who reconciled all things to you through the cross and through the tomb. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.